USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The suspect in Friday night's shooting that left two Orlando police officers hospitalized is dead. 28-year-old Dalton Veal was killed during a shootout with SWAT officers at a hotel in the city's tourist district just hours after the officers were shot during a traffic stop in downtown Orlando. Both are expected to recover. Millions across the country are under severe threat of weather today. The latest from Scott Carr.
Waves of heavy thunderstorms are forecast to blow across the Central Plains and the Ohio Valley. On Saturday, 8 tornadoes touched down across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. And forecasters warn today several states could see an even higher risk of tornadoes as the storm system moves farther east. They say severe thunderstorms are possible in St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville.
A federal judge is giving former President Donald Trump until tomorrow to answer to special counsel Jack Smith. Smith's request for a protective order.
Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contends that Trump's public comments could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The Trump campaign has labeled it political speech. Trump has until 5 p.m. Eastern Monday to respond. I'm John Schaefer.
Rudy Giuliani has until Tuesday to either forfeit a lawsuit against him or explain to a judge why he shouldn't. The judge issued the order related to statements Giuliani made about two Georgia election workers that he recently admitted in court were false and defamatory. The workers filed a lawsuit against Giuliani, who is presumed to be an unnamed co-conspirator in the Justice Department's indictment of former President Trump for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden heads out west this week to visit the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. He'll also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House says Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act before his western swing wraps up on Thursday. Russia has bombed a blood transfusion center in northeastern Ukraine, killing and injuring a number of people. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the attack a war crime, but didn't give any details on how many people were killed or injured. Oppenheimer is expected to pass the $550 million mark at the box office worldwide come the end of the weekend. Over a third of Americans don't believe they'll ever make enough money to retire.
That's according to a recent study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. They found that roughly 36% of working Americans have little or no confidence in their financial security if they retired. Last year, only 27% of respondents said the same. Recent census data also shows more than 40% of Americans aged 55 to 64 have no retirement savings. I'm Jim Forbes.
Here's one way to stockpile some cash for retirement. Laura Winters reports a record lottery jackpot is up for grabs this week.
Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. Tickets are $2 each.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.